for any longer. So we're going to go. We're going to have some background music. And I just want to give another huge shout out to Clubhouse and a huge shout out to Wave Farm.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality.
This is John in Yellow, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
Did you know that Wave Farm's WGXC 90.7 FM has its own app? The Wave Farm radio app, available for both iOS and Android, allows users to listen to live audio from any of the Wave Farm web streams, including WGXC 90.7 FM, Standing Wave Radio, the installations in the Wave Farm Art Park, and other partner streams. And you can also find us on the Bloomberg Connects app, where you can explore the Wave Farm Art Park installations and the Pomotsitok Wak Kulistok, an indigenous sound walk. Plan your visit and learn more about what Wave Farm has to offer at wavefarm.org.
Wave Farm's WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Mark Vane of Palenville, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Hello, listeners. My name is Rachel Ann Shulman from the Kampa Hudson Radio Group.
Got a front row seat to the madness. I pick up my phone every morning out of habit. I've been fiending for the drama, yeah, I said it. I'm addicted to the rush, need a medic. When I take a step back, I can see it. All the pain, all the fear we've been feeling. Losing sight of the thing that we're needing. That we're needing. Honestly, just need Jesus. Honestly, I think we just need Jesus. Have we all gone mad? Have we lost our minds? What used to be wrong, we say that is right. Honestly, I think we just need Jesus. Take a good long look in the mirror. Search my heart and get clearer. Help me take your love, trade the bitter, leave it in the dust. Help me leave it in the dust, Lord. We've been preaching, we've been drinking in the vanity. Now it's got us questioning our sanity, and we wonder how we get all this anxiety. It's clear to me. Honestly, I think we just need Jesus.
Honestly, I think we just need Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Miss Terri Ann. Thank you for that message and that message of hope, that message of faith. Hallelujah. Honestly, beloved, we need. I think we need Jesus. Come on here, somebody. Not the Jesus that, you know, being touted. There's a Jesus that the Bible describes, and sometimes some of the folks walking around here touting his name ain't looking like what he was talking about. Amen. I think we need the real Jesus. I think we need Jesus. This is Pastor Kim. I am your perpetual optimist, and you are listening to The Bright Side. There's a bright side somewhere right now, right here. It's with me on WGXC, because we're coming to you with the music that ministers to the heart, the mind, and the soul. The music with a message. Amen. A message that will feed you, hallelujah, and help lead you to a higher place than you have found. This is WGXC Acra, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acra, Hudson, New York, and beyond. WGXC.org online. Anytime you can go to the archive to listen to The Bright Side somewhere. Hallelujah. Right now, I got music lined up for you back to back. 6 songs. Praise be to God. Before I come back with my spiritual social commentary to our God, written and produced, presented by Miss Judith McAllister. Lord, you are good. Todd Galbraith. We need your power. Laurel Smalls and Company. Grateful. Hezekiah Walker and the Life Family Choir. Life Fellowship Choir. Pardon me. God is on our side. Andre Crouch. You will win, Jacqueline Carr. Yes, beloved. After that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary. But before I get into that, I want to share from the Inspirational Ministry devotional, which was for Friday, I believe. It's titled Rumors. So, beloveds, listen to this. Blessed is a person who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in his commandments. For he or they will never be shaken. The righteous will be remembered forever. They will not fear bad news. Their heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Blessed is a person who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in his commandments. For they will never be shaken. The righteous will be remembered forever. They will not fear bad news. Their heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Ooh, that's a woosah. That's an exhale right there. Praise be to God. Take it in. And the writer of this devotional had this to share. In 2000, a college student published a false press release suggesting that a particular company was restating its earnings. Within minutes, the stock fell and the student made an enormous profit. But he soon was caught and served prison time. Recently, someone posted a rumor that the CEO of a major company had a heart attack. As a result, the company's stock declined 9% in just 12 minutes. As Paul wrote, this makes us like children tossed here and there by waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of people, by craftiness in deceitful scheming. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14. In contrast, the Bible says God wants us to be stable, sure, and confident. The psalmist tells us it's possible never to be shaken, and we do not have to fear evil tidings. How can we find this peace and security? By fearing the Lord, humbling ourselves before him, delighting in his word and hiding it in our hearts and trusting in him. The Bible promises that if we do these things, we will never be shaken. Our hearts will be steadfast and we will not fear. Today, don't be gullible or allow your life to be shaken by rumors or the changing circumstances of the world. Trust in God. Commit your way to him. Fill your life with his word. Let him give you stability, confidence, and joy. A reflection question. Reflect on a time when you let yourself get carried away with a false rumor, haven't we? And the prayer, Father, give me discernment and show me your truth. I fix my eyes on you and declare your promises to be true in my life. In Jesus' name, amen. And I say that prayer inclusively. Father, give us discernment. Show us your truth. We fix our eyes on you and declare your promises to be true in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. That's manna from heaven, hallelujah. Food to feed your soul today. And hallelujah, help build you up, make you strong in 12 different ways. Y'all remember the Wonder Bread commercials? How about that? Here we go with more music with the message for the heart and the mind and the soul. Yeah, we're going to feed you. We're going to get you fed. Hallelujah. This morning to our God. To Our God by Miss Judith McAllister.
Yeah. shout of praise in this place. Hallelujah.
I was sitting in the kitchen and I was like, Lord, what am I going to do? I have all of these responsibilities, all of this going on, and it seems like I'm doing everything I can for you, and everything is just going opposite. Anybody ever been there where it seems like you were doing all you knew to do, and still you took two steps forward and you took five steps back, and you're saying, God, what in the world is going on? And I was sitting in my kitchen, and I didn't understand it, and then these words came. I said, Lord, you are good. You've been so good, Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough. I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough. Even if I try, 'cause you've been so good.
Lift your voice. Come on, tell them today.
You so good to me.
Let's go right here. Everybody lift up your voice.
So Lord, you are good. You've been so good.
Come on, say, Lord, you are good.
Lord, you are good. You've been better.
It's because I owe you, Jesus.
I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough.
Somebody say, even if I
even
tried,
if
it wouldn't
I
work.
Try, God, you've been
so good
to me.
Hallelujah to your name, God. Come on, lift up those voices and declare today. Even if I tried, it wouldn't work because. Come on and lift up your voices.
So good
to me. Come on, say,
Lord,
you've been so good.
You've been so good.
I don't know why you do it, God. But God knows we're grateful. Of our Savior. So many doors.
So many ways you've made.
So many times. Has He been better than good to anybody? So many doors.
So many ways.
So many times. Tell somebody, you've been better than good to me. I was sitting over the dishes with tears in my eyes, and I had to declare out of the hard place that you've still been better. I can never repay you, Lord. I can never repay you, Lord. I can never repay you, Lord, for what you've done for me. How you loose my shackles, how you set me free, how you made a way when there was no way, how you made a way when there was no way, how you made a way, shut up, when there was no way, oh God, you made a way. Cause you've been so good. Come on, lift that up. You've been so good. Oh. Right there, right there. Let them hear your heart in that tonight. You've been so good. When I almost lost my mind, you've been so good. When the enemy came in like a flood, you've been so good. Everybody lift your voice. Say, you've been so good to me. You've been better than good to me. Yeah. You've been better than good to me. You've been better than good to me. Oh, you've been better.
Tells us, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon us. Yeah. Then Philippians tells me that I can do all things with Christ, which strengthens me. Yes, sir. But 2 Timothy told me, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Somebody needs your power. I'm gonna keep on praying
till the power come down.
I'm gonna keep right on praying
till the power come down.
I'm gonna keep on praying
till the power come down.
I'm gonna keep on
right praying till the power come down.
I'm gonna keep right on praying
till the power come down.
Listen, Ephesians 6 and 10 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We got to believe what the Bible says. I'm gonna keep on believing
till the power come down.
I got to keep right on believing
till the power come down.
I got to believe,
till the power come down.
Yeah. I got to
keep on believing till the power come down.
Your power to make me sober, right?
We need.
right here on WGXC Acra, WGXC Acra, Hudson, Catskill, New York, all the way, Dutchess County, Albany County, Columbia County, Greene County, on WGXC.org online. The Bright Side is here. You're a Bright Sider. The Bright Side is here for you. You're a visitor. We're here for you, too. All right? We got the music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Message to bring you on in and bring you on home. How about that? Amen. You've been out there on the periphery, out there on the edge, on the ledge. Come on in to the Bright Side. We got more music for you. Yes, we do. Grateful. God is on our side. You will win. And then I'll come back again with my spiritual social commentary for today. Don't go nowhere. Stay right here. Stay right here with me on WGXC. Yes, there's a bright side somewhere.
I'm grateful. Oh, Lord. Lord, I'm truly grateful. Lord, I'm grateful, I'm grateful. You put food on the table. God knows I'm grateful. You put shoes on my feet. Yes, you did. Lord, I'm grateful. You could have left.
Another witness tonight. Come in, Dave Hollister.
Oh, yeah. I don't know where to start, Jesus. God, I could have been dead and gone, but you saw a different. You decided to save me. Save me, save me. Oh, and I'm grateful. Oh, and I'm grateful. Yeah. I could have been down and out, but you saved me, Lord. Oh, 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 oh. Lord, from the bottom of my heart, I want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, 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 oh. I love you, Lord. From my heart, I love you. From the bottom of my heart, I love you. All my days I'm gonna serve you, Lord. Yeah, wherever you want me to go, Jesus, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go. Yeah, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Lord, 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 whatever you tell me to say, I'm gonna say. I'm gonna say, 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 I'm only move when you tell me to move, Jesus. Oh, 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 yeah, 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 yeah. And I thank you for delivering me, for setting me free, for washing me clean, oh, for loving me, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, hey, hey. Say, Tayana Mosa. Hey, Tayana Mosa. Yeah, Tayana Mosa. thank you, Lord, I thank you. Oh, 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 oh,
oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh,
oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, give Dave a hand, everybody. Thank the Lord. Yeah. Mm. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all gonna start this back up again? Because I do have one more witness. Come here, Rubenstein.
He hides us in his arms. against your home. The enemy came up against your children. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your character. You will win, win. You will win, win. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finances. The enemy came up against your vision. Came up against your business. Now you are the
Lord, you will win.
Win. Oh,
you will win.
You will
win.
Yes, you will.
Win.
Oh, you will win.
You will win.
I wanna let you know today that you will win. Hey, yeah.
Win.
Yeah. I know you're hurt.
Everything attached, hallelujah, to the Lord will win. How about that? The winning season. Amen. We are the head and not the tail, beloved. We are above and not beneath. That's the word. That's the word. Standing on it. 10 toes flat to the ground. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Well, beloved, if you're in America, you know it's been a whirlwind 12 days going into the 13th day right now. It's been a whirlwind. You know what I read in the devotional for this morning from Ephesians chapter 4? It said, don't be tossed to and fro with every wind and every doctrine and every cunning and craftiness of deceitful people. Come on here, somebody. Stand strong. Be confident in the Lord and in the power of his might. Listen, beloved, one thing I know is true, and I heard somebody say it, and this is so true. God allows consequences for our actions, for our decisions, for our choices, there are consequences. Come on here, somebody. Amen. He may not save us from the consequence, but he will bring us through it. Come on here, somebody. He will take us out. Amen. Hallelujah. And bring us where we belong. I believe that. I know that is true. So I thank God for being God today. He don't give up his throne to nobody. Only God can be God. Am I right about it? Say amen. Listen, beloved, there are people who are being tossed to and fro. There's a representation of Christian faith that it just is so far removed from the Jesus of the Bible, who broke down the barriers in the walls of separation. He elevated the status and stature of the marginalized and women who were also marginalized, those who were not the leaders in religious circles. He elevated. They were just fishermen and maybe even a tax collector or two. You know what I'm saying? There were hundreds that followed Jesus and took his message out into the world, motivated, inspired by the witness of those disciples, hallelujah, that remained. And one of those disciples, the tax collector named Matthew, he wrote some things that Jesus said. And I want to share this part of that message with you. It's found in the Bible in the book of Matthew, chapter 24 and verse 5 and following. Let me go to 4. He says, Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, 'I am Christ,' and shall deceive many." Amen. I am Christ. I am a Christian. I am Christ. I am your Savior. I am Christ. I'm the one, hallelujah, that you need. Many will come in the name of Christ saying these things. Do not be deceived. He says, you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Amen. Our devotional this morning was titled Rumors. It says in Matthew, you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nations shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be, oh my gosh, listen to that, amen, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. And in other words, beloved, there will be disruptions in nature. There will be disruptions in climate. There will be disruptions. Now, you know, the disruptions that we're seeing are consequences of our choices, knowing our pitfalls, I guess you'll say. God could tell us in advance of things that were going to come. But he warns again and again, hallelujah, not to be deceived. Praise be to God. Not to be deceived. Hallelujah. He says in verse 24, for there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and they will show great signs and wonders. Hallelujah, beloved. Yeah, I'm here with a defense of the gospel this morning. Praise the Lord. I'm in here in the defense of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning, as if he needed me to defend him. But just to explain, hallelujah, that some of what we are seeing, people who are judging and bashing and demeaning and demoralizing and demonizing and vilifying, that's not the Jesus that the Bible teaches and tells us about. Hallelujah. That's not him. Come on here, somebody. I don't care how shiny your cross is, how big your cross is, how big the Bible you carry is. It is a deception from the adversary to get people to turn away from Jesus Christ, the true and living Jesus Christ. Amen. Because I don't want that. I don't want to serve that. I'm not about that. I don't want to have nothing to do with that. The devil is a liar and a defeated foe. How about that? This I know. So, beloved, amen. You hang on in there in the Lord and the power of his might. Hallelujah. I'm going to hang on in there in the Lord and the power of his might. All those who know who Jesus is and will hang in there in the Lord and the power of his might. Those who don't know who he is, praying, oh, that all who don't know him will get to know him this way in the power of his might, in the love that he shed, coming as a message, the true and living message of how much God loves us, his creation, in his image and likeness, that he sent his only begotten son to come into the world to defeat the devil, death, and the grave. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to war on in this thing like Christian soldiers. Hallelujah. Gird our loins up with the truth of God. Keep our heads, Lord, our minds covered in the peace and the preparation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yes, beloved, there's a bright side in this thing, and we win. Hallelujah. How about that? Amen. We will win. No weapon formed against you will prosper. Every tongue that come up against you, hallelujah, for the cause of Christ, he will condemn and show to be in the wrong. I love it. I love it. I love it. And God loves us. All right. So you hang in there, beloveds. Don't quit in the dip. Stay strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Through the fire, through the flood, through the valley, through the mud, I won't worry, I won't fear, 'cause no weapon formed against me shall prosper. No
Yeah, beloved, come on, let that be your testimony. No weapon. Amen. I think it was the winest said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Hallelujah. Standing on the promises of God. But beloved, it's almost time for me to get up out of here. I want to say blessed, happy first Sunday in the month of February, the second month of the year, already here. And a blessed first Sunday and blessed February to you. It is Black History Month. I don't care what detractors want to say. Hallelujah. We celebrating Black history. Amen. In America and around the world. History that has been hidden, history that has been denied, history that has been lied on and vilified. We got to shine the light on the Black history. Amen. Happy Black History Month. Praise be to God. We looking to do some things on February 23rd around 1:30 p.m. at the State Street AME Zion Church in Hudson, New York. And so listen out for that, if you will, if you please, if you're interested. And we'll have more information about it in next week coming. Then also, I want to share that on February 9th, I'll be at the First Presbyterian Church in Hudson, New York on Warren Street for the 10:45 service. On February 16th at the St. Stephen Presbyterian Church in Stephentown. If you're around and you want to hear a good word, come and worship and fellowship. That's where we'll be. All right. And if you do happen to be in the place, shake my hand. Say hello. I'd love to know that you're there. I want to also say that WGXC is celebrating Appreciation Week this month and have a wonderful lineup, events and activities for you in the community. And so go to our WGXC website. On the 22nd, there will be a fundraiser at the Avalon Lounge. On the 27th, a community soup night at the Left Bank Ciders. And on the 28th, the screaming of Pump Up the Volume and a panel discussion. There are 25 comp tickets, or were a few days ago, first come, first serve. So, yeah, check out on the website, all right? Praise be to God, beloved. I want to also say that, you know, if you are sick and shut in, you're lost and you're lonely, you're confused, you're depressed, you're stressed, you're grieving, you're bereaved, God is on your side. God is on our side. He said, I won't leave you. I won't forsake you. I won't forget about you. I'll always forgive you. And all you got to do is ask, all right? Praying for you, beloved. We are praying for you. The Overcoming Ministries International Church Prayer Line is 516-385-678. So, wait a minute. What is that number? 516-387-8591. Amen. 7:30 a.m. on Sunday through Friday and 9 o'clock on Sunday nights. We're praying for you. If you're there, if you're not, we're praying for you, all right? No matter how great a day, beloved, no matter how dark the clouds may be and how dark the sky may appear, the sun is still there and the sun is still here. There is a bright side somewhere. I implore you, don't quit in the dip. Hang on in there in Jesus' name. Got one more song for you. Then we're going to be out. This song is Miss Bree Babineaux, He's My Rock. Beloved, that's my testimony this morning. He's my rock. Can you say amen? Do I have a witness? God bless you. Stay well, stay strong until we speak or meet again. God loves you. God bless you. Goodbye.
Mountains rise and fall. Seasons come and go. Father, through it all, one thing that I know, I can trust in you. People let you down, and life is filled with pain. Falling to the ground, on my knees to say, I can trust in you. Oh, He's my rock, on a solid rock I'll stand. He's my rock, on a solid rock I'll stand. You were faithful in the storm. I was never left alone. Oh, no, 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 no. So when